Hello and welcome to the Encouraging Angels podcast with Stan Szymanski. I'm your host, Stan Szymanski. Today is Wednesday, April 17, 2024, and I have a great show for you today. Neither Encouraging Angels nor Stan Szymanski nor anyone affiliated with Encouraging Angels is offering any type of advice in this program. We do not offer medical advice. We do not offer legal advice. We do not offer financial advice. We do not offer personal advice of any kind. Please consult a professional in the area of your need or interest. And everything presented here is for informational purposes only. I'm going to title today's show, Barbarians at the Gate, because the attack on America is so profound, so embedded, and so widespread that you can't miss it, except for the fact that virtually everyone is missing it. When you talk to your neighbors, are they talking about the invasion from the Far East? Are they talking about the invasion from South America? Are they talking about how our liberties are curtailed virtually every day? Are they talking about the debanking of individuals simply for who they are? Let me start there, because there is a story on the Daily Caller. Now, I want to say, too, whatever side of the aisle somebody's on, this is not a political discussion. It may be a patriotic discussion, a discussion about the sovereignty of the United States of America and its ability to continue on as a country. And I'm not talking about sovereign citizen or any crazy stuff like that. From the Daily Caller. The title of this article is rather despicable. John Eastman speaks out after Bank of America, USAA, shut down his accounts. And this is from April 16th, 2024, from White House correspondent Reagan Reese. One of the left's biggest political targets recently found himself debanked, with no warning and little avenue for recourse, the Daily Caller has learned. John Eastman, once an attorney for former President Donald Trump, was debanked twice in the span of several months by two prominent financial institutions, Bank of America and USAA, he told the Daily Caller. His accounts were closed as he faced substantial backlash for his work advising Trump around the time of the 2020 election. Eastman said he had switched most of his banking from Bank of America to USAA, a company that provides financial services exclusively to military veterans as well as their families due to the former's wokeness. Both corporations are federally insured, and Bank of America was bailed out with billions of dollars in taxpayer funds during the global financial crisis. Bank of America alerted Eastman in September of 2023 that it would be closing his accounts, a letter obtained by the Daily Caller shows. Shortly thereafter, USAA notified Eastman in November that his two bank accounts with the company would be closed, a separate letter shows. Quote, and then 2 months later, we get a similar letter from USAA saying that they've decided that they're going to close your account, and they did it like 3 weeks later, Eastman told the Daily Caller. And so that was where all of our automatic payments were coming out of, all of our automatic deposits. So it was a real pain to shift everything. We had to get a new bank account open and shift everything over. Eastman was notified of his USAA accounts being closed on November 20, 2023, a few weeks prior. A California judge made a preliminary decision saying that Eastman was culpable of ethics violations in a state bar disciplinary case, CNN reported. USAA claimed in its letter that it was exercising its right to no longer do banking business with Eastman per its depository agreement. Quote, this is from the bank, from USAA. We may close your account for any reason without advance notice. We may require you to give us a minimum of seven calendar days advance written notice when you intend to close your account by withdrawing your funds, a section of the agreement reads. I'm going to stop right there. You can find that at Daily Caller today. I am, first of all, this is despicable. I mean, you know, even if you don't like Donald Trump, which is fine, you know, everyone in America, that is, if it is America, deserves representation under the law. And he was a lawyer. So they went after him just because of that. In my humble opinion, these banks are no longer, you know, like just neutral bystanders, and they take care of business as long as it's legal, then that's fine. You know, they give really no reason, right? And I have something else to share you. You know, why I'm sharing this with you. You go, oh, well, he's a really high-profile person. He represented Trump. Some people, you know, would say, oh, he deserved what he got. Or, you know, other people would say, well, he's working with Trump and, you know, anything could happen. Well, anything can happen no matter who you are. Because I'm here to share with you, just in case you weren't with us when we started our podcast, which that was still after this happened. In 2021, I shared publicly that the contract that Encouraging Angels had had for 15 years to deliver music service to deliver music services to the disabled was terminated for the one reason that I would not take the jab. I went very public with that. That letter, that was an open letter, got out and was read by tens of thousands of people. We had support come in, and at that time, we were using a payment processor who apparently didn't like us. And before too long, they shut down our account. Can you imagine? They shut down our account. So, no matter how many repeated phone calls I made, no matter how many emails and written letters that I wrote, they would never give an answer on why they shut it down. So the payment processor, they can just do whatever they want. And the reason I got down in this article from the Daily Caller about John Eastman is that when you read that quote agreement where it says, we may close your account for any reason without advance notice. Folks, they can close, if they close John Eastman's, they closed Encouraging Angels, they can close yours. Barbarians at the gate. is the title of today's show. Well, let's move on a little. Here's a, actually, it almost looks like the same story, but there's stories from InfoWars, and I don't go to InfoWars that much. But I'm going to read a bit from here. America is intentionally under attack by many incarnations of foreign infiltration. Whether it's the blunt, dull force of the open jihad growing within the interior of the United States, or the hordes of bloodthirsty Haitians storming the beaches of Florida, or the now rampant looting of American stores, hospitals, and benefits by illegals, that has no end in sight. Yet no country comes remotely close to executing the art of war as China does, with its methodical, creeping disintegration warfare being waged on the United States. Before I go on, I'm going to say, who's really in charge of the banks of the United States? When Silicon Valley Bank went belly up last year, they got bailed out. Now you're going to get bailed in, and that's not a good thing. I'm going to explain that in a second. But they got bailed out. You know why they got bailed out? They got bailed out, like, personally by Janet Yellen, of course, by the Fed, because even Janet Yellen doesn't have that much money. Is because there were about a dozen Chinese billionaires who had money in that bank. And so they got bailed out. Who's in charge of the banking system? Who's really in charge? Let's go back to this InfoWars article. Author, Peter Schweitzer writes that disintegration warfare, in the Chinese leader's words, is going after the United States' soft underbelly in terms of politics, economics, and the spirit of psychology of people. It is based on the ancient Chinese strategist and general Sun Tzu's teachings on how to win a war without fighting. The strategy is aimed at undermining a rival country's national will, values, and cohesion. A Chinese migrant who is now a U.S. congressional candidate has warned Americans not to underestimate China's use of soft power to infiltrate the U.S. and achieve global dominance. Quote, most of those people, they want to flee China because in the last 3 years it has become very harsh and inhumane, she said. In 2012, under Xi Jinping, you notice a shift in China. He is the new Mao, doing Cultural Revolution 2.0, unquote. Quote, but I'm also very worried. It is so well organized, correlated with some sleeper cells, I just feel like we have a really dark force on us, unquote. And while the swarms of illegals continue to chip away at the American economy, China is logging every weakness in American national security it can find. In 2019, three Chinese nationals were sentenced to prison for illegally taking photographs at a Florida Navy base. Liao Yu Liao, 27, was sentenced to 12 months in prison after pleading guilty to illegally entering NAS Key West and taking photographs and video footage of property on the Truman Annex of the station. Of course, the cartel/China fentanyl operations are continuing to be killing over 100,000 Americans as of 2023. Meanwhile, the Chinese are pouring fuel on the fire of gang violence tearing cities apart. Now, this goes on, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. We claim, you know, fair use reading that. And there's a video there. Um, I am going to, I'm co-authoring an article with Jack Lawson that we're going to be discussing the bigger picture. Because we've talked with Jack about, you know, well, first, in our first article, Wargaming the American Apocalypse, it was subtitled, you know, first admit that there's an emergency. And we had to, you know, provide information to prove that there was an emergency. In this Wargaming the American Apocalypse coming up, you know, it's going to be basically subtitled Positively Identifying Your Enemy. And folks, the United States does, it has multiple enemies. But when you're, you know, people are being debanked, the military bases are being spied on. I mean, there's another story from InfoWars today that Dr. Phil Guest exposes high-tech Chinese military operations near American bases on U.S. soil. They're buying up farmland right next to military bases and putting up windmills that are 700 foot high with cameras and other, you know, detection apparati that are there to spy. Folks, we are under attack. Under attack. We're all but under occupation at this point, with hundreds of thousands of illegals who are really foreign troops coming from many different nations, including China and including multiple nations of South America, not to mention a few other ones from the Middle East. Of course, the overarching ideology is communism. But I'll leave that to the article that we're going to write. I have an edit to do. But the title of today's show is Barbarians at the Gate. Barbarians at the Gate. One of the other things about the Chinese buying this farmland and them putting up the windmills is that when they do that, they have the ability to tie into the grid. And if they tie into the grid, they have the ability to upload malware and do other acts. It is a creeping disintegration warfare that is being waged on the United States. And so, you know, in addition to, you know, you go to the grocery store, everybody knows that the prices are up, way up. That now the aisles, when I go to the store, again, I used to be able to count like 6-7 tiles, you know, like the squares of linoleum, that's how wide the aisles were. Now they're 9-10 squares wide. There's less product in the store. You're going to be starved out, you know, if you're not careful. Let me put it that way. You know, the aisles are also shorter. So they're shorter and further apart. This is why, you know, I have said repeatedly on here for, and again, this is Encouraging Angels. We're a disability ministry. But this is one of those talks that not only affects the disabled and their caregivers, because if you can't go to the store and get what you need, if the medical supplies are no longer on the shelf, what are you going to do? The thing is, you have to act now. If you use, I don't know, I'm just making this up, you know, one bandage wrap a week, you know, and you keep four, so you go to the store once a month and pick it up. It's like you might want to buy 12 or 16 and put them up, because there's going to come a time when You won't be able to go to the store because maybe it just will not be safe. I mean, folks, look at what's going on in Iran and Iraq. I mean, this thing is on the verge of going nuclear. And even though it was not widely reported, apparently and allegedly, that there was the use of a hypersonic missile, because that, you know, the news was, oh, Israel shot down 99% of what the Iranians threw at them with the Iron Dome. They didn't stop the hypersonic missile that got through. There was a hypersonic missile that was caught on tape actually executing an evasive move. In other words, it just didn't fly straight towards its target. It actually moved up and then went back down. You can see it on the video. The enemies of America. Whether America makes them enemies or they're the enemies on their own accord. You know, Russia, China, India. India is not is not an enemy, but Iran, the Houthis. These countries all have hypersonic missiles, a delivery system superior to anything that the United States has. Now, the United States has tested hypersonic missiles, but does not have operational, from what I understand. Now, who knows? Maybe the U.S. has something in space. Maybe they have laser cats. You know, I'm not sure. But these other countries, they have a superior delivery system for nuclear weapons. And this thing is a hair trigger, you know, from going nuclear. And that includes involvement of the continental United States. Because Russia and Iran have said, you know, that they know that the U.S. is behind, you know, all the bullcrap going on. You know, thank you, current administration. You need food, water. What's going to happen when the first nuke goes off, and it doesn't matter where it goes off, if it goes off in Israel or Iran, when the first nuke goes off, fuel prices will probably double. That means that trucks will stop running over the road. I mean, I know when back around 2020, when especially diesel prices were approaching like $7 a gallon, the truckers said, that were interviewed, said once it reaches about $8 a gallon, they're done. They cannot economically put that truck on the road. So if trucks aren't running on the road, you're not going to get your box of Post Toasties. You're not going to get your Pop-Tarts. If there is some kind of attack on America, like a nuclear event, the grid could go down. If the grid goes down, there's no water being pumped. How are you going to get water? You had better be storing some, and you had better get something like a rain barrel, some kind of catchment collection system. You can go more advanced than that if you have a well and you can get a secondary mode of power to get the water out of the well. Folks, the barbarians are at the gate. There's hundreds of thousands, there's really millions of illegals in this country, undocumented. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they're from. You don't know their status as far as legal or what kind of record they have. Folks, you are, it could be days away from happening. The barbarians are at the gate. you had better figure out what you're going to do. This is why I always say food, water, a way to filter, purify, and collect water. Shelter, energy, like a solar, you know, you could have a generator, but once you run out of gas, that's done. You know, a solar generator is a good idea for a lot of people just to have lights and charge their phones. If the internet stays up. Protection. And the best protection is probably being where everybody else isn't. If you can still do that, about getting out of a big city. If you want to see why you might not want to be in a big city, watch a series on that you can watch on Amazon called Colony. Now, not The Colony, just Colony, with Josh Holloway. Even though that's sci-fi, you'll find out why you really don't want, if the grid's down and there ain't no fuel, which like it is there, you'll find out why it's best not to be in a big city. The barbarians are at the gate. Folks, please consider supporting Encouraging Angels. Also, I would be remiss on a show like this is look at Jack's book, Jack Lawson's book, Civil Defense Manual, because it has information, 950 pages in a two-volume set for $100. You have information about food, water, shelter, energy, protection, neighborhood protection team, communications, and more. Go to civildefensemanual.com. And folks, if you appreciate messages like this today, if you appreciate what we do for the disabled, like the show we did yesterday, about the Portland grandmother taking care of a disabled child and them giving her heck. If you appreciate our commitment to music, message, and testimony, please support Encouraging Angels. You can donate go to www.encouragingangels.org. Click on the Donate tab, and you can give online with our great payment processor, Cornerstone, who we love. Or you can send something directly to our P.O. box. This is the Encouraging Angels podcast. I'm Stan Szymanski, and I look forward to seeing you right here next time.